welcome back to Embodied Millions. This is Danielle Margraff, and just wanted to first start out by sharing some really exciting news. This past week, I was featured in BuzzFeed as one of five women to watch to help inspire you to live a better life. And I knew that BuzzFeed article was coming because obviously I was asked. And so we were just really excited and anticipating just that was exciting. And then it came out and I was shocked and surprised. I mean, I was shook that I was featured as one of the five alongside Brené Brown. Just really, really just so amazing to be featured alongside her. Like, just how cool is that? So anyway, I just wanted to share that first and foremost. And it brought up, it did stir up some stuff for me. And I'd love to just dive into a little bit of it. So, you know, one thing that it brought up was that this idea of energies matching, right? And, you know, I think we can strive so, you know, just mentally even strive like to get there. Where do we want to go? What we want to create? What we want to manifest? And we're thinking about it and we're thinking about it and we're thinking about it, but we're thinking about it from a place of it's in the future, right? We're in a perspective of it's in the future. And if we can diligently and consistently take action and just keep, you know, head down, moving forward. Sometimes it feels like you're, you know, sloshing around, you know, in mud, you know, just one other thing. And I don't think it has to feel hard, but I do think sometimes, you know, when you're in it, you can feel like, am I even moving, right? Are things even happening? One thing I love about money is that money, when money continues to keep generating, you know you're moving, you know things are happening, even if day to day your life looks pretty similar. The knowing that the money is in circulation is evidence that you're still doing stuff, you're still making impact, you're still creating significance, you're still, right, in your life and other people's lives, there's still movement. So it's like physical evidence when you're in total service, right? And doing your thing. But, you know, as your day-to-day life is just, you know, it's still, even if you have a business, there's some parts of your day-to-day life that are still your day-to-day life. You still got to wake up and brush your teeth and change and wash your face. And, you know, you're going to eat at some point. You're going to maybe have your coffee. You're going to drive the kids to school. You got to pick the kids up from school. You got to figure out what, you know, what's happening for dinner, which I am not good at all. But, you know, it's like, so days can sometimes blur. And so when things like this happens and there's evidence of like, whoa, you know, I'm energetically, right? There's an energetic harmony between me and these women, and Brené Brown, obviously, total, you know, epic icon of, you know, her TEDx talk on vulnerability. I think it changed so many lives, right? Just that having that conscious awareness was like, whoa, you know, just so resonant to so many of us, spoke to our souls. So anyway, just really, really cool. And you know, I actually was a little bit, I'm going to be totally transparent here. I was a little bit irritated. So we found out a little bit earlier in the day and, you know, my team took a little bit of time to put it out there and I made a video and, you know, like, whoa, I can't believe it. I'm so excited. Brené Brown, what the fuck? Right. But I also mentioned the other women in the article. As a gesture, right? As a gesture, because I don't know who those women are, but obviously I know who Brené Brown is. And my team, especially the head of my team, Jessica, she is the owner, founder of Design Crew. She's brilliant and amazing. And, you know, they posted, but they posted, you know, where we highlighted everybody. You know, we highlighted like, yay, look at me, and everybody, not just Brené Brown. And what was really fucking disappointing is that not one other woman featured me at all. They didn't even acknowledge my existence except to ask me if they could use the graphics that my team designed, right? Nobody highlighted like anybody else but themselves and Brené Brown. And I got to tell you, you know, irritated does not even cover what I fucking felt. I was livid. I was livid at my team. Like, why are we doing that? Why are we highlighting everybody? Fuck everybody. We should just be highlighting me then. I was livid. I was irritated that I was even irritated. But there was such a trigger of unfairness. And listen, if you grew up and you're a Gen Xer, you know, what did we hear? I mean, maybe it's not like that now, or maybe it is. I don't know, but life's not fair. Life's not fair. I heard that a lot. Life isn't fair. And it's true. Life isn't fair. What is fair? What? It's equal slices of the cake? You know, I don't know. But I just think that it was really very triggering for me. And so here I'm on this high, and I literally crashed into this low, low, all in a matter of hours. So disappointed in so many different variables and really feeling like I think not even quite sure what about this was so irritating, except for that it really just felt like I took my platform and opened it up to all these women, and all these women did not do the same for me. And I think that trigger connects to a wound that is about, I mean, it is about unfairness, but it is even more deeply about, I don't see you. I don't see you. I don't acknowledge you, right? It's this just not even being acknowledged, which I think it can even be, you know, if I were to, you know, draw the the path, the map in my body, right? Somatically in my body, it was like in my gut, it was in my heart, it was in my jaw, it was like there were these parts of my body that just clenched and twisted and churned. Everything in me contracted. And the fury that I was feeling was just next level. And I'm sharing this because, you know, we ended up changing some of these socials. And in changing the socials, I lost tons of comments and likes and people who were cheering me on because, you know, we changed some of the social. And then that made me mad. Like, that made me angry. And I started to reflect on what the fuck is going on here. What is actually happening? Like, here we're talking about embodying our million-dollar selves. We're talking about being in full self-expression. We're talking about being in harmony with the energies that we want to emulate, that we want to be fully expressed in. And I am like having a full-on breakdown. Like, what is that? What is that? Right? It's information is what it is. It's information. And I think it's information around that. A couple of things. I think there was a couple of things. One, no one in my, I'm going to say like, no one in my family, I think even, I don't even know if they know who Brené Brown is. So when I shared it, it was sort of like, hey, great job. That's great. Like it was that. And it was, yeah, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is next level. And to me, I'm like, what the fuck? This is next level, right? I mean, here I am. I'm personally privately trained by Marion Jones, the Olympian, right? That's my trainer, Marion Jones. I'm fucking being featured with Brené Brown. And talk about keeping people keeping you grounded. It's like, hey, high five. Great job. Okay. Yeah, cool. Are we going to see you Sunday? Like, it's like, right? So there's not that like blown up, like, oh my God, you know, there, that didn't happen. And then there was a couple of people who got it, you know, a couple of people that got it. And, you know, there was someone that I wanted to share with that, yeah, I just couldn't, you know, I could not reach out to this person because, we're just not in that place. And, you know, I think this person would have probably been the most excited for me. I think would have been, he would have really gotten it and would have been really proud. Just really, really proud. Sorry. Yeah. And, you know, I think that, you know, as you grow, you know, as you grow and you become, I don't think you have to do it alone, but I do think that it's like moving from the bottom of the pyramid or the triangle to the top. It gets more narrow as you grow because not because you're better than anyone else. That's not it at all. I'm not better than anybody else. No one I believe is better than me. But I do believe that you're going, that less and less people go, right? We're going into a little bit more uncharted territory. We're stretching and expanding to places and to versions of ourselves that most people, yeah, they're maybe just not interested in. They're just not willing to go, you know? And so there's less people up there, you know? And I say up there just because I'm actually looking at a, actually looking at a shelf that I have, and the shelf is of a triangle, and there's three sections to it, and it's made of wood. It's actually beautiful. I keep some essential oils and some little goddess figurine on it. But anyway, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm thinking, yeah, there's less room up there. You know, there's less space, and there's less people, and it's just a less charted path. And I think there's some grief in that, you know? Because I think when, you know, we love people. When we are awake and aware to know this growth, this expansion, what's possible, you know, there's a sadness to that. You know, one, because we want people to come with us. It's like, no, come on, let's go. Let's do this together. And then I think, also, because we want good for them. You know, we want them to live their best lives. At least that's how I feel. I mean, I feel that about my clients. I feel that about my kids. You know, I feel that about the people that I love. And I love my clients. So, you know, that goes into two categories there. You know, I want them to really understand that the illusion, the disillusionment, right, of we have to do it a certain way is an illusion in and of itself, right? And so, yeah, so this whole thing brought up all this stuff for me. And, you know, I know we've talked about sisterhood wound. I know we've talked about, you know, relationship and growth. I know we've talked about expansion, you know, and it's like, man, expanding and contracting all within hours of each other. Right? Talk about needing to build a capacity to hold this level of success and this level of energy You know, it's just, and this is where the work comes in. It's not a judgment. It's not good or bad. It's like, oh, wow. Yeah. Expanding into that pleasure. And so I'm sharing this with you because I want you to see that no matter what level you're at, whether you're here to get to your, you know, to be successful in your business just so you could pay your bills and you don't have to work a job, or if you're making tons of money and you're ready to go to the next level, or if you're like wanting to write a New York Times bestseller, or, you know, be a star, you know, in your own sitcom, or create your own fucking epic, you know, viral TikTok or YouTube channel, right? Or be the next Brené Brown, you know, I don't know. Like, whoever you are and whoever you're wanting to be and whatever medicine you're sharing with the world, there is this, I think there's this double-sided, you know, coin with it. There's this double-edged sword. And, you know, one of my biggest fears is continuing to grow. And, you know, there not being anyone around, like looking around and I'm alone. You know, that's one of my biggest fears, I think. You know, I don't want to be alone up there, but I'm not willing to stop growing either. So it's sort of like always being in the unknown. And it is no matter what stage you're at, but really being able to hold the capacity of this next level. You know, I talk about wealth as being a state of being. It's a state, right? And prosperity is a state. And the truth is that it's all a state, right? Can you be in a state of joy, pleasure, and success? And can you hold that? You know, can you hold that? Can you really hold that in and enjoy it and be in it and, you know, be on the roller coaster and be in the front seat and put your arms up in the air? You know, obviously, I don't know that I could right now. I think I'm on the roller coaster, but I think I'm holding on really tight, probably white knuckling it. And I am probably safest in the middle of the coaster. And so I don't want to be in the back, but I don't know that I'm ready to be in the front. And so where are you on the roller coaster? You know, how are you white knuckling it, holding on, you know, or are you, are you in the front just hands up like fucking fuck it, you know? So anyway, I just really thought this was important to share. I had an intention all along when I started this podcast well over a year ago now, to be transparent on my journey and to share with you what's really happening and to, you know, to really have this sort of online diary of not just teaching and sharing, but also, you know, bringing you on the journey of an emotional and energetic and somatic embodiment of becoming a match to millions, you know? And so, you know, maybe this isn't your story, but I'm sure you have a story that you could put in this place and really be able to, you know, look at it for yourself. You know, how much can you hold and how long can you hold it? You know, can you hold it minutes or hours or days or weeks? And I'll also say that I am, of course, very, very grateful, completely excited. And, you know, still working through some of this discomfort because I am uncomfortable. It is uncomfortable for whatever reason for me. It is uncomfortable. And, you know, it's stuff that I will unpack and work through, and we just keep going. So I'm complete. I hope you feel complete today too, and I'll see you next Tuesday, and love to hear your thoughts on this. And please go read the article and share it with your friends. You know, I would love to just, you know, yeah, let's share it. That's exciting. It's like you're going to be like, I knew her when. All right. I love you. Bye for now.